It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on The Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday. You had to be living under a rock yesterday to not see what happened at this Coldplay concert. And I just saw a meme in the break that was funny. It said Coldplay hadn't made a single in years, and last night they made two. So if you haven't seen it, they're doing a Kiss Cam bit at the Coldplay concert. And I never was at a concert where they did a Kiss Cam bit. Like, obviously, I've been to many sporting events, where they do Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Kiss Cam at a concert, but I guess this is what they do. So as they're going around in the crowd, they focus on a couple. There's a man who is embracing a woman from behind in a very, very romantic way. I mean, there's no way that this was like just an accident, as the two of them seem very cozy together. And then their reaction is hilarious. They, you know, deer in the headlights, completely shocked. She puts her head down. He puts his head down. Their faces are
under the table.
Yeah, I mean, it's as bad as it gets. And it turns out that it's a CEO of a company and his head of HR, which, of course, makes this thing even juicier. So Astronomer is the name of the company. CEO Andy Byron and HR Chief Kristen Cabot. So this is why there's a number of reasons why this thing went as crazy as it did. I mean, one, just the video itself is hilarious. The two of them, like, I mean, the subject matter also is juicy. And the fact that we're talking about a CEO and the head of HR, which is like, you cannot get a more no-no situation than that.
Yeah.
But I ask you this, Jerry.
Yeah.
If they just rolled with it and didn't react at all, or maybe just kissed, does anybody know about this?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because these things happen at every sporting event across the country every night.
And if nothing crazy happens during the Kiss Cam, you don't see the video of it. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that, you know, someone's filming this, maybe hoping that they get on it, they film it, they see the reaction. You know, Chris Martin goes, wow, they're either having an affair or they're really shy.
Uh-huh.
So if they had just, now I know in that situation, you probably completely caught off guard and you're not thinking like that, you know, but the fact that if they had just like pecked on the lips,
yep,
the video wouldn't be out there. But because of that reaction, it ended up screwing them.
The most interesting part to me, when you watch it, do you see the girl on the left?
Yeah, she obviously knows what's going on.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
You want to talk to one person, that's the one you want to talk to.
Sure, absolutely.
Like, what did you know? What do you know? Uh-oh.
And then did you see his half-assed apology or whatever?
I did not.
So I guess oh, that was fake? Oh, really? Okay, good. Thank you for telling me that, because I didn't read it. They did a good job of pretending that was real, because it sounded like something a D-bag would say.
Well, that having been said, what came across the X feed for me a lot was not a well-liked guy, apparently, by the employees. Now, who knows if that's true, but what it made me think was, did someone tip someone off to get that?
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that. I just figured because the two of them were, like, they're in a box somewhere, it looks like, and the two of them are they want people to kiss on the kiss cam, right? That's what they want. So the two of them were embracing like that. They were probably like, oh, look at these two in the box that are embracing. They'll kiss.
Of course.
That's the figure what I thought. But yeah, the woman next to him is like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is happening.
And she just smiling. Continues to smile and almost laugh.
Yeah. And so this is funny. The Coldplay fan who accidentally exposed a tech tycoon's apparent affair with his head of HR mistress had a blunt message for the canoodling pair. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Grace Springer, 28, filmed the now viral moment when astronomer CEO Andy Byron and his chief human resources officer, Kristen Cabot, were busted on a kiss cam embracing. So this Grace Springer, by the way, put me and her in a kiss cam. I'd be okay with that. Jeez. She might be the star in this whole thing.
It's one of those things that I'm not surprised that it's all over the place. I guess I'm surprised how much of it I've seen.
Well, it's got all the makings, right? It's got all the makings. It's got great video. It's a quieter news week, at least for us in sports.
True.
It's got, you know, the affair aspect, the CEO and the HR and just like the whole thing. And then people love to just beat on people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what this comes down to. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are throwing stones and glass houses and, you know, with what's going on here. But they just like they want to beat up like you scumbags.
Of course.
This and that. They just want to. This is what we love to do as a country is like find some people and then collectively beat on them.
There was one, you know, there's a lot of stories about him and his net worth and, you know, how successful he's been in business. And there was one story attached to it talking about, you know, how much money he's worth. And the first post I saw under it was, not anymore, he isn't. It's like, oh, boy.
Yeah. You know? So I'm getting a text from one of the guys who works here, Rick Rubin, not the music mogul Rick Rubin,
yes,
but our sales guy, Rick Rubin. Almost as interesting as the famous Rick Rubin. He goes, it wasn't a kiss cam. Chris Martin does a song he makes up for each person they put on the screen. And most of them end up on YouTube. So it probably would have gotten out, but definitely not as viral as, of course. Okay. So that's a totally different story then. So then even if they stood there and just didn't react like the way that they did,
it still would have been
probably would have been up there somewhere and someone would have figured it out.
Right, but in that case, it's probably a big moment for the people in the company.
Yeah.
And he still is going to have the same issues, you would think. It would get back to the spouses. I get all that. But it wouldn't be all over the country like this.
And listen, I know there's some instances where people actually like one another, you know? they think of like, man, love above all. And maybe these two, maybe that's what this is. I don't know. Maybe they're soulmates. I have no idea. But really, where I will beat on these two is the fact that, like, of all the people to be stupid, as the CEO, your head of HR, that's got to be the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, this is playing with fire. They were going to get caught at some point because they're two high-profile people in the company. And then on top of it, they're sitting there going to concerts together and canoodling with other employees and friends
that are seeing it.
I mean, my God.
Yeah. This is an interesting one. There's no question about it.
And you know, that happened here, by the way.
With the CEO and the HR? No.
It happened here where there was a rumored canoodling spot.
Okay.
Affair spot between employees. And the two of them were sitting together behind home plate at a Yankee game.
Oh, boy.
A Sunday night game. National TV.
A Sunday night game?
Yeah. How stupid was that now? Now, I don't know if they, what happened.
I was running the board for that Sunday night game. So the reaction here was something else.
But the people are stupid.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're trying to get caught, I don't know. But that was incredible. I don't know if I was here or in Pittsburgh or what was going on then, but I just remember getting screenshots of that sent to me over and over and over again.
Oh, you know what? I remember now.
You do remember?
Do I have this correct that there was some sort of rain delay situation with that game, which is how mm-hmm. the seats became available?
Oh, and then they moved down.
Still stupid.
Yeah, really stupid.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about.
Boy. Was that before or was that incident before or after the other incident in the back in the sales area?
Fleagues, I don't know.
It was right around the same time.
Yeah.
They were banging each other all over the place.
Let's see.
Hi, Boomer.
Yeah, it was old. Pass to yourself. That was the old Eddie Solo alley.
There was a guy on the board that was at the show. He dropped off.
I know. That. Yeah, guy in Springfield. Call back. Because he said there was he was at the show and there would have been a crowd reaction there. Yeah, there was that, and there was also an incident at a game in a box with these folks. It was a long couple months. Yeah.
That was after that person, one of the two, no longer worked here.
Oh, okay. All right. Still.
Boy. Oof, oof. Yeah, I know. Stupid. Really stupid on everybody's part.
Yeah.
When you, so because of social media, we see a lot more of these things than you otherwise would. Usually they're just stuff that you see in the arena and then whatever, you move on. How many of them stick out to you though? Like if I asked you right now in the last couple of years, you've certainly seen a few. You know, you've got the old, you know, the way she turns away, ha ha ha. There have been some really good ones though.
Look, you're talking about like the
kiss cam. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, anyone where they like the, they fake oral sex. Those are the ones that are the funniest.
That one is recent as well. Yeah. Yes, that is true.
Seen those are like the ones where like people are just disgusted by the person that they can put
yes,
on there.
That's it. Where they're looking at each other like, no,
yeah,
I don't think so.
I mean, they they're really risking it by putting people up there, because there are some people that really just don't care.
Oh, anymore. For sure. Oh, absolutely. Then you got the ones where they will make a scene out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then you got ones where they shouldn't be there together.
I used to hate the kiss cam at Shea Stadium when I used to go to all the games, because I was so serious as a fan. I went there to watch the team
now win. You don't want the nonsense.
And that's when I was just the worst. Me now does not like that guy.
Of course.
Didn't want to have any fun. Could only enjoy the game if they were winning, was miserable when they were losing, hated the fact that they tried to entertain fans in any way, shape, or form. Like, when you see, like, the whole people don't change thing, yeah, they do. Because I could be the exact opposite of that right now. Like, anything that's entertaining for anybody, enjoy yourself. I used to boo, Kiss Cam sucks. And we had like a half a season plan that year. So we sat around the same people, like, mm-hmm. every time. And they used to get the biggest kick out of it. When the kiss cam came on, you know, they turn around, here we go, here he goes.
When did that change for you?
Kids? I think, all right, this is exactly when I think it happened. When the Vikings lost to the New Orleans Saints, the 2009 season Super Bowl, in the NFC Championship game, the Bounty Gate game. Which was another rip your heart out situation, overtime, everything, Brett Favre, interception. So that happens. The next month, I move to Pittsburgh. So now I'm out of my life, out of all my friends and family. I don't see them every day. I'm talking to them on the phone. I don't see them every day. And then I have to immerse myself into those teams mm-hmm. there and their culture in that city to do a good job at my job. You know, I had to become a Pittsburgh talk show host. So I'm not paying as much attention to my football team. I'm not paying as much attention to my baseball team. I'm talking to different people with different experiences. I'm out on my own in a city with no family or friends. I have to start an entire social life over. And I think at that point, it just...
So you got disconnected from it.
Yeah. And then it never comes back. And then you start getting older and older. I told Fleegs this the other day. I think that my hardcore, crazy Met fandom closed when Piazza and Seaver left Shea Stadium and the doors closed there, because that was also, you know, that was 2008. It was right around the same time. Yeah. Then Citi Field built. Remember how antiseptic Citi Field was to begin with? There was nothing Mets involved with it at all. And then they had just 2 years in a row had choked away the playoffs. So, like, I had a sour taste
enough.
Right now. And it was, but, I mean, not enough. Like, it's just not the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that I don't want to see him win. Of course I want to see him win. It's just not the same.
I think it can come back with the kids. if your kid, now I don't know that your daughters will be interested in it.
Yeah.
If they were, it would be different. The same way for your mom, I'm sure she still gets a kick out of going to games with you.
Yeah. I mean, we went to that. It was awesome. We went to that game 5 of the NLCS. You know, that couldn't have been better.
Right. You got the perfect game.
That was, yeah. And you know, her favorite player of all time is Mookie Wilson. We get to go to this pregame party. Who's standing here with Mookie Wilson? Gets to meet Mookie Wilson for the first time. Or actually, I think she met him at a signing at one point. But whatever. Sitting there talking to Mookie Wilson, and Mookie Wilson's begging to come on the show. Hey, come, you don't have me on anymore. And I'm like, how weird is this now?
That's kind of cool, actually. Like,
Mookie Wilson's asking me for something in front of my mom. But yeah, that was a great game. But yeah, of course. I tell her I can't talk about it. Like when they're losing and stuff, and I'll call her on my way home. Like, I don't want to talk about the Mets right now. You got to understand it. Just in 4 hours of it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you got St. John's with her. That's what you can talk to her about now.
I'll talk to her occasionally about it, but yeah. when they're going good, it's one thing. But when they're losing, who needs any more of that? It's like taking another phone call from a fan that you feel bad hanging up on.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So these folks here are right in the thick of it.
What do you think happens to that company?
I don't know. I mean, I think
I don't know if it's a publicly traded company, because if it is, I don't know if that stock price goes up or down, because this is a lot of notoriety. You know, they always say there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, I hate that phrase.
I agree.
I always answer that with tell that to Jared Fogle.
Yeah, I know.
Subway.
You're 100% right. I'm with you on that. But in terms of a stock price, does this all of a sudden people are looking into this company where they otherwise wouldn't have? They see what they like. People start buying it because it's in the news.
Well, I could also see, I'm not sure exactly what they do, but I could see someone going to their competitor and then trying to get their own headlines out of it. Like, this company stops ties with astronomer.
Sure.
You know, and that becomes a headline. They try to capitalize off of that. I think not good things happen.
I wouldn't think so either, but who the hell knows?
I mean, just because he's got his arms around the HR lady, his life is completely turned on its ear.
Do you remember, Eddie, I think you, maybe you weren't. Remember when the Super Bowl was in Tampa?
Which one?
The one where they had the, you had to be the strip club, the girls had to be at least 5 feet away or something.
Oh, you're talking about the COVID Super Bowl?
No, years and years back.
Are you talking about Ravens? Giants, 35?
Maybe. They had the girls couldn't go near the guys, but in this specific club, we went one night for like 5 minutes. I don't know if you were there or not. And there was, I'm not going to say who it was. Someone was there, and there was the police came in, and they came out of the loudspeaker and said, hey, if anybody doesn't want to be seen, there's a network outside with cameras. They're coming in. And someone we all know jumped under the table so fast. The same way that guy last night dove down, because, I mean, it was already, that cat was out of the bag. The guy was on camera. But it reminded me of that. I don't think you were with us. I don't even know if you were there. You remember.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember the person.
And don't play anything, because you do that sometimes, where you won't say it, but you'll play a clip. Don't do that. But yeah, very funny.
Spectacular?
No. And even if it was, I wouldn't say. But no, okay. It was not.
All right.
But very much like that last night, where that guy was like, uh-oh. Too late, pal. Too late.
Yeah, too late. Andy Byron had no idea who the son of a bitch was.
Or her, and now she's the most famous HR lady in the country.
Yeah, I mean, well, she's never going to get an HR job ever again. They're going to have to go straight to OnlyFans and just start putting their escapades up on camera. They got no shot.
Don't know that's a great idea either.
You can't have an attractive HR person, male or female, could you? That's just asking for it.
I don't know.
You can't do that. Not that she's like, you know, but I mean, she's not an ugly person.
We had
like,
that one HR person 2 weeks ago that she started dating somebody in the company, and then she told and got herself transferred.
Right. Yeah. And they ended up getting
married.
She's
like the exception to the rule, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, what Shane Gillis said about the fat, ugly dog wife. That's what you got to get as the HR, either man or woman.
God.
Fat, ugly dog.
Oh, boy.
You know?
I guess so.
I mean, that's really, it's logical.
It is logical. I do agree with that. I don't think they're a publicly traded company, though.
I just
want to know what their stock price is.
This world is just crazy. It's just crazy. I didn't know a goddamn thing about these people, this company, nothing.
Doesn't take much.
And then now all of a sudden I know their blood types.
Pretty much.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a feel-good summer Friday. We're close to making this Pebble trip, and like, and it's not. I mean, and we're working with the great people over at Scratch, which are doing an amazing job, and the people over at Pebble, amazing job. It's not quite done yet, but I mean, and I know, I guess Eddie's on his cell phone right now, which is an odd thing, but. I was going to ask him a question. I hope everything is okay. But anyway, so you asked a good question. Like Al and Eddie really want to come with us, and they are mm-hmm. coming with us. They don't play golf.
Right.
What are they going to do?
I think Boomer's take was they were going to caddy. Mm. But I don't know that that's a great idea either.
Well, Eddie can't caddy.
Well, I know.
Why not?
Yeah,
he does a ton of walking.
He does.
Yeah, but not with a giant golf bag.
Yeah. I mean,
if he has a push cart, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
the
a push cart.
The one you wear like a backpack over both shoulders.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, when we first talked about this before Scratch, you know, got in touch with us and said we want to document this thing. It was like a show trip, and we were all going to go out there. We were going to play. These guys were going to either be with us on the course or just be around because it was a team trip. We had missed out on the Super Bowl. So, like, all of a sudden, we couldn't be like, you guys can't come. And I also think they can help us with stuff.
Oh, I agree.
So, like, I want them to be there.
Just want to make sure they're having a good time and doing something.
Well, Al's not going to have a good time, period.
Yeah, if he's going to be miserable, I'm happy to go in his place and caddy for you. I'm just throw that out there. I'm kidding, obviously.
No, you're not.
I'm not trying to wedge my way in.
No, it's fine. This is a fine time to wedge your way in.
I mean, Fleeg's made a good point. Like, someone's going to have to be here working while you guys are gone.
That is true. Very good point.
Yeah.
It's rare that the entire show is off all together, other than on the holidays.
And in fairness to Al, I think he will be fine out there.
Okay.
I do not think he's going to be having a bad time. I don't. I think he's actually going to have a good time. Away from the dog, normal sleep, doesn't have to get up in the middle of the night for a show.
It'll be great content for us.
Yep.
With Al and Eddie there.
I agree.
They may not be on the Scratch part of things, but like from our digital standpoint, and them being there is going to be huge for us.
No, I heard Boomer mentioning that we're going to caddy, but don't caddies have to know what they're doing?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Especially at Pebble.
I think that was like half a joke.
Oh, I see.
You can help us with things that we need. You know, while we're out there and stuff.
Caddy servant is, I think. So
basically business as usual.
Yeah, right.
I was planning on going on hikes with Al the Monterey Peninsula.
Perfect. Or to walk.
Yeah, no, that's, hey. I mean, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
They got to be a part of this, though.
They will be.
I mean, and yes, it's like they're documenting us playing golf, but also our experience as a show. And the whole thing was born out of us just discussing it, you know, and all of us going and, hey, would you guys come as well, even though you don't play golf? And yes, we're interested. So it would kind of stink if we didn't include them now, you know?
I think you'll see a different side of Al. I'm telling you, I'm
The only time I ever saw that different side of Al since I started working here was on the plane out to Vegas. That was it.
Yeah, well, I think that's the side you're going to see.
For the entire time?
For a lot of it. Because he's got no concerns out there.
I mean, he's going to complain that there's too many pebbles at Pebble Beach. It's going to be something.
You would have seen it at my wedding. I'll just leave it at that.
What?
He had himself a night.
A good night.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
No, he has...
Well, that's when he used to drink. Hammered.
Yeah.
Well, he drank plenty on that plane out there, and he was fun.
Yes, he did. I still have a photo of him. Oof.
He was great.
You can tell.
The flight out?
Yes.
To Vegas?
He was so much fun.
Yeah, I think we were all kind of feeling pretty good.
Oh, it was great.
Why don't you, instead of having them caddy, you get caddies there, because it's Pebble, you need the help.
Yeah, I think they
do. Al and Eddie just walk the course and they heckle you guys the whole time. That could be fun.
Because one of them might take a blonde quarterback's left fist right to their face.
Well, I mean, he'd have to be on board with it, obviously. He could heckle yeah, them right back.
Yeah. That's not a good heckle.
No heckling. This could be a potentially once in a lifetime.
Exactly.
You're looking for content.
Content could be not heckling. Content could be, we're going to be there together for days. It could be off the course.
All right.
Content. But listen, we're not going to be short on content. I just hope it gets over the finish line now.
Stupid question, probably. Are carts allowed or not?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes, but I don't know.
The only time I've seen people play Pebble on YouTube, they're always walking.
Well, right. Because that's the experience of the tournament and the pros that play there.
Right.
But I mean, Wingfoot, Wingfoot, the few times I've played there in tournaments, you walk to. Yeah, I don't, it's a good question. I don't know.
I'm sure there'd be 50,000 phone calls at Fleeks getting down. People have been out there on that trip.
I'm just wondering, where do you keep all the booze, you know?
Well, you don't.
You don't walk you out don't. There with a 175 of gin.
No. There'll be...
I thought you guys drink on the course all the time.
But not at places like... Yes, but you have to get it from the course.
Right.
You don't bring it.
This isn't like
You're not going to the beach.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That pack in a cooler that you're dragging on wheels.
Right, at Pebble Beach. I mean, that's the biggest...
I don't know.
Well, we're telling you.
Yeah. Imagine.
Who's got the Yeti cooler?
These lowlifes
from New York.
Yeah, right. Just leaving empty beer cans all over the fairway.
Did you imagine? I got my insulin next to the Miller Lite.
Can you imagine Joe going out there, what they would think? That accent and the loudness of his voice.
The high socks that match his outfit.
Oh, my gosh.
Knee-high socks.
Well, that would be funny.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, you get him and Al out there. You get the two biggest complainers. In the world, in the same place, trying to figure out something to bitch about.
Oh, man.
Okay. What do we have, CeeLo?
All right, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Just quickly, I wanted to chime in on this. I forgot last hour you guys were talking about nightmares, recurring bad dreams, or whatnot. I have them about my work performance, specifically, like coming on the air, not being prepared, can't get the words out of my mouth.
Oh, really?
And I have one where a certain individual will appear... kind of chew me out, chastise me, criticize me, and be one Mark Chernoff.
Really?
Still lives in my nightmares all these years later.
Yeah. That is scary. That's horrible, actually.
I knew you'd like that.
Oh, my.
Dreams imitating life.
Correct. Wow. That's right. Yeah. What are you doing?
That is insane.
Or like I'm locked out. I can't get in the studio. The music's playing. I'm not there.
No, where are you? You know, easily we can replace you.
Remember the one day I was scheduled to be here? I had no idea.
Yeah.
And you guys were concerned.
I do remember that.
And you guys put him on the air, and you were like, we're worried about him. He was just like, yeah, this isn't good. And he like could not care less about if I was, you know, living.
Oh, you're an animal.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I did say last hour I wanted to do a little ripped from the headlines with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A couple minutes before we get to moment of the day. So we'll see what you guys think about these. I know Jerry will do this from time to time, and you got to decide if they're real or not.
Of course.
All right, here you go. A couple of ones that popped out the last couple days this week. Stratospheric skydiver dies in paraglider crash.
I saw this.
Yeah, I saw this, that. Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's
you ever
brutal.
See the video, by the way, of that from like a decade ago when he did the jump from the stratosphere? You ever see that on YouTube?
I didn't.
Guy jumped. Like out of a, I don't even know what you call it, a balloon. It's not a spaceship from like 128,000 6,000 feet above the earth, some crazy 24 miles.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No yeah. thanks.
I see these guys in these wingsuits, man, and then they splat. Like, I saw the one video of a guy who hit, like, a bridge or something. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know how these guys do this.
So on that jump from 10 years ago, he hit speeds of more than 830 miles per hour.
How can you survive?
I don't know.
I don't know. The video is out there on YouTube. It's very interesting, but this is unfortunate.
I'm afraid to go on the roof.
Did pass away. Paragliding, crashed into the side of a swimming pool. I think this was in Milan. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. All right, moving on. Ugh. Houston man shot while holding funeral for family's pet guinea pig.
I mean, that sounds so stupid. It's probably true.
It is true.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Helping his younger brother bury their family's deceased pet guinea pig in their backyard. Gunfire rang out around 12:30 a.m. Thursday, the wee hours, during some type of dispute between neighbors. According to police, the fight erupted as the brothers were taking time to lay their guinea pig to rest. The neighbor suddenly pulled a gun on the two and opened fire. It's unclear if the pet had anything to do with the dispute.
Oh, God.
It's very strange. I don't know what that
and where was that?
Be all about. That was in Houston.
In Houston,
man. Yes. All right, we go from Houston. You hear Florida a lot.
A Florida man.
Five-time convicted killer put to death in Florida uses his last words to thank the executioner.
Now, I do know that there was an execution this week or last week. Why would he thank his executioner? I'm going to say that part of it's false.
I'll say false.
It's all true.
Oh, my God.
It's all true. Five-time convicted murderer executed in Florida Tuesday used his last words to thank those responsible for his impending death as he became the 26th person executed in the U.S. this year. Quote, thank you for not letting me spend the rest of my life in prison.
Oh, yeah.
True story.
Mercy kill there, I suppose. Mm. All right, last one. Marathoner dies at 114 after being hit by a car.
Yeah, we did this story.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing. That's
true. I didn't hear that. I must have been
out. What are you talking about? I did this story with you guys.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
This week?
Yes.
I do remember it.
Yes.
But Gio clearly doesn't.
We even talked about it.
He was doom scrolling at that
point. You even said, come on.
Did you read the details about this guy's life?
No, but I told you his last marathon was when he was 100 years old.
Okay. I do remember this now.
Okay. But did you dig deep
on
this guy's story?
No,
these are all true, obviously. All right. This is crazy, all right, to me. So this guy didn't start. He didn't take up running until he was 89.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't know that part.
So the death of his son in 1994 kind of led him down the path of getting into running. So he and his son, the 114-year-old who passed away tragically, they were both farmers checking on their fields in the middle of a storm when a piece of corrugated metal blown by wind decapitated his son in front of his eyes.
Oh,
like, right. I mean, can you... The
comments?
Blows my mind that this guy then was like, you know what? I think he went to London to live with his youngest son. I'm going to take up marathon running at the age of 89.
Maybe he just clears his head.
Yeah, I just saw another headline here. Rehash bit from the other day, bombs on WFAN.
But you didn't even remember it, so it worked. It kind of worked. Oh, man. So, yeah, if we ever need a little motivation, you got a 100-year-old guy running marathons. He was a torchbearer in the Summer Olympics back in 2012.
So you're saying there's still time for us.
I would hope so. You know, you and your inspirational thoughts sometimes. So
I got enough of them.
Which is the perfect segue for Moment of the Day, because earlier we were talking summer songs. Gio looking for some new additions to his playlist. So Jerry went to his phone to read off some of his latest ads, which are a little all over the map. You had Hit the Road Jack by Ray Charles on there?
Yes.
That's a no. You had the movie soundtrack song by Lulu, was it?
Yep.
That's a no. How about one of your Loud Death songs that Gio always accuses you of listening to on the way to work? You did have one of those on the list, yes.
You got that one, Fleegs? Bodies by Drowning Pool, which sounds horrible.
It does.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Let the bodies
hit. Oh, here we go. Oh, I know this.
It's a good song.
I know this one, yeah. Yeah, this is all he was playing that day.
That is not true.
This is the whole time.
No, it's not true.
I was looking back at Allie. Whoa.
No.
We have to talk to him about this.
No.
He's okay.
No. Oh,
Christ,
no.
You might as well just dig the hole right now and go lay in it. The dirt shovel on top of it. It's over.
Right.
Right.
Oh, my God.
How could you not like this?
you need this when you
I
man,
agree.
Come
man.
On, when you're half asleep and you're trying to get jacked up for the show.
I can't get any action.
You, sir, die.
I like that, you know. And this is even a little hard for what I like.
Yeah. Well, drop dead. You a-holes out there. God, just drop dead and go away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. There you go. Moment of the day.
And to be clear, the song, because I always remember it, is Lying From You by Linkin Park. That was the song that came on in my car.
All right.
It was not that. It was not death metal like you always say. I don't have any of those songs on my phone. But that song, he does yell a lot.
You told me you were a big GWAR fan. That's what you told me.
GWAR?
Yeah.
I have no idea what GWAR is.
I've never heard of GWAR, no.
GWAR.
Yeah, play a... Hey, pick any GWAR song, Fleegs. Just anyone.
And how do you spell that?
GWAR.
G-W-A-R.
All right. Yeah, GWAR. You never... I thought you were the one who told me you're a big GWAR fan.
No.
All right. No. Any GWAR song.
You're the one that seems to know it, not me.
By the way, while he's looking that up, what was Boomer blasting yesterday before the show? I was behind, you know, double-pane soundproof glass, and my walls were shaking, and the... bogus closet over there.
You talking about the one where it's like
I don't know. I just heard vibrations.
It's like old Aunt Lang Syne, but a country artist changing the lyrics. Like, da, na, 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 okay. Is that the thing?
I don't know.
Fifth of Jack Rambler in places all the time.
It was shaking the little closet that I was sitting in.
Yeah, it's I don't like the
a
song.
A lot of explicit GWAR songs, evidently.
There's not one that just starts with music?
Sounds about right.
There's got to be one that just starts with music for a while.
There's one that's labeled not explicit, but the title is blanking an animal. So we don't know about that one either.
That's on brand, Jerry, right there.
You see what I'm saying? If you weren't a GWAR fan, Jerry, I think you're going to be now.
I do not know that band.
Yeah, there's
going
to be a...
I do not know. No.
Black car.
No.
Driving in New Jersey with a big Rutgers bumper sticker on the back. Listening
I don't
to
so.
Effing an animal.
All right, come on.
Jeez.
I think the only songs I can play of theirs are covers. Like, they have Carry On, Wayward Son, an AC/DC song.
They don't have a song that starts with just, like, music.
Dude, I'm clicking through Spotify. Not yet.
Wow, okay.
How do you know this band? You do.
They're just known as, like, the...
You go home and put, like...
No, I don't
black...
No, I don't.
Paint on your fingernails
no, I
and
don't.
Get all nuts on
no,
us?
No, I just know, like, Insane Clown Posse and GWAR fans are the ones that, like, you go to those concerts, like, you're asking for.
What is the one we've given tickets away for? 10-Finger Death Punch? Is that what it's called?
Five-Finger
Death Punch.
Well, it's two hands. I don't know. Five-Finger Death Punch.
Yeah. Are they like, death metal? Five-Finger?
I mean, by the title,
can
you would
be.
Think.
They do a lot of, actually... a lot of covers that are
Slipknot is another one, right?
Slipknot.
Yeah,
about Korn.
I do like Korn.
Yeah.
Tool, which is not. I mean, they have some songs that aren't that, but yeah. I mean, that's okay.
Yeah.
Anything that was played on, it's very simple. Anything that K-Rock played when it was alternative rock back in the day with Kane and Booker and Crazy Cabby and all those guys, that was the music I liked.
These are some of the,
and they did play Korn.
So. These are the top GWAR songs. Effing an Animal, Sick of You, If You Want Blood, Mother Effing Liar, Fish F?
Well,
yeah, like Fish Cluck, but yeah.
We got it.
What is that?
And the one you skipped, I'm pretty sure, is about Saddam Hussein.
Saddam a go-go.
Wow, man.
The Salamanizer.
And all of these are explicit.
I guess. Well, Effing an Animal.
So the Saddam song is not explicit with curses, but it's not great.
But the Effing an Animal doesn't have the explicit next to it.
Oh, yeah, no. Every word is, every other word is effing, so I don't know how it's not labeled as
what
explicit.
What about Fish Cluck? What about that one? Is that one, how does that one start? Maybe it's got just a couple of bars of some guitar.
Give us a couple of bars.
No, it's the third word in. And then the line after that is, I'm going to blank you with a fish.
of Wild Alaska sockeye semen.
How does one even do that?
I love this version of Fleegs. Like, generally he's called upon to read the OPS of Brandon Nimmo in the middle of the night where there's no calls, and here spends a week with us. By the end of the week, he goes, the lyric is, I want an F of fish.
This is going to destroy my Spotify search and algorithm.
All right. Wow. Good stuff there.
I bet Terrell Hatton's a big Guar fan.
Oh, yeah.
He might be.
Anger issues he's got.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo, Jerry in for Boomer on this Feel Good Summer Friday. I remember we were talking about the other person in this Coldplay CEO, a head of HR story.
Yeah.
And you said that the woman next to him clearly knows. Well, they did some digging on her, and she is the second in command of HR.
Oh.
She's the VP of people. Meaning the, number two with HR. Yeah. So that's not even, it makes the situation even a little bit worse, does it not?
Yeah, more interesting. I mean, I hate to say that, but it is.
Yeah. So we were just listening to some Guar in the break, and it's just hilarious.
It's eye-opening.
I mean, it is just hilarious. Let's go to...
Great beats.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it sounds like a fun band until they start singing. Jonathan in Somerset, New Jersey. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Yeah, talking about that Guar. Oh, Jerry, great job as always, man.
Still thank you. Cool. Appreciate it.
Tremendous. But going back to that Guar, Gio, I'm right around your age, and Guar became introduced into the pop culture lexicon via Beavis and Butthead and then the movie Empire Records.
Oh, yeah, Empire Records. So that's got to be where I got that from I remember because I love that movie, Liv Tyler and Renee Zellweger Rex Manning Day.
Rex Manning Day.
I'm
surprised. I was shocked, actually. CeeLo didn't remember that. He's Mr. Pop Culture. He knows every movie backwards and forwards.
That is true. And I mean, he might be a little too young for Empire. No, he's like only 4 years younger than me, so he should really kind of know. Yeah. But yeah, Empire Records was an unbelievable movie. And for like a young adolescent.
Had a cameo in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the stars got eaten by Guar in their music video or whatever, and they did the Sadama Go-Go song. It's a song they did in that movie.
That's funny. It has to be where I learned of Guar, because good job there, Jonathan. Yeah, that was have you ever seen that movie?
I have not.
So it's these young kids, well, not kids, but young teenagers, early 20s, that are working in a record store, and there's this, like, over-the-hill pop artist who's coming in named Rex Manning, who's like a suave-looking guy, and then all the girls in the record store are throwing themselves at him and thinking that they're going to be Rex Manning's new girlfriend or whatever. It's hilarious. It's a funny movie, and it has to be where I learned about Guar.
And Guar is featured how?
I guess one of the employees is a big Guar fan or something, and like everybody has their own favorite music, and this one kid is just like the heavy metal kid. That's kind of what I remember. Damien in St. James, going on, Damien?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
So, yeah, I got to see Guar. Do you remember that Guido spot in Farmingdale, the crazy donkey?
Yeah, I heard of that place, yeah.
So, yeah, so he played there once, and I was like, I have to see what this is about. And, you know, they have the big costumes and everything. But, like, during the middle of the show, they go into, like, this moment where they bring props out. So there's two things that stuck out at me. They brought this giant, let's just say, phallic member, and it basically spewed Jazz Chisholm everywhere. And we were covered in it, like covered. We didn't know what the substance was made of. It was like, what is going on? And then the second prop he brought out, he brought out like a puppet effigy of like President Obama.
Oh, God.
And he took this giant sword out and cut his head off.
Oh, my God.
On stage. All right. And yeah, all this blood.
Damien, it's enough. That's a little too much.
Feel Good Friday.
That's a little too much.
Wow.
Like the.
Not my type of band, but.
Yeah.
To each his own.
Like I was hoping he said he brought out the fish and demonstrated
what
he's singing about.
Oof. We did hear that song during the break.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, we didn't need that last one. But what a way to end All-Star Break Week.
My God.
A little Guar spot for everybody.
What would it take to get you to go to a Guar concert? Think about it. Friday or Saturday night, couple of drinks.
How long am I there for?
An hour.
And how far do I have to drive?
20 minutes.
I'm in.
You would go.
I would go.
Fun night
just
out.
To see that, you know, get me at a certain level of
sounds bizarre
out man. Of reality via substances.
I'm trying to think the hardest music concert I've been to, and I don't know really anything. Never seen Metallica, and that doesn't even qualify to this. I've never seen the Slipknots or the Megadeths or anything like that. I never saw Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, like none of that.
Yeah, me either.
I think just regular rock music is what I've seen.
Yeah, I've got no experience at all going to a show like that. But I mean, hey, Guar comes to Long Island.
You're there.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.